着来祷告。
Let's remain standing to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们一起聚集来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that we're able to gather here to worship you.
你虽然我们没有办法看到。
Though you're invisible to our eyes.
但是你却充满在我们当中。
And we know that you're filled among us.
主啊，我们在这里用很诚恳的心啊来亲近你。
With a very sincere heart, we come here to worship you, Lord.
啊，求你与我们同在。
May you be abiding with us today.
你开启我们的心。
May you open our heart.
让我明白你道理的奥秘。
That we can understand the mysteries of your word.
也从你的话语里面，让我们对你有更深的认识。
And that through your word, we may have a deeper understanding of you.
让你的话成为我们的光。
May your word be our light.
使我们看到我们肉眼所看不到的灵界。
So that we can see the spiritual realm that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
也借着你的话，让我们重新建立与你的关系。
And through your word, may we be reconciled to rebuild a personal relationship with you.
求主带领祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord guide and bless every one of us.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all glory and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请儿童诗班来献诗。
We now invite the children's choir to present.
Ah, 愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习神的道。
And this evening, we'd like to study a topic, the Word of God.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前，哦，对不起，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
13节
Verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
在这里，有一个主耶稣所用的工人，叫做保罗，他把福音在神的帮助下传到帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
There is a worker of God, his name is Paul, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, he preached the word of God to this place called Thessalonica.
那保罗为着帖撒罗尼迦这些信耶稣的人非常的感谢神。
And because of these believers in Thessalonica, Paul was very thankful to God.
因为他们不但来接受这个福音，而且他们能够分辨这个福音的宝贵。
It's not only were they willing to receive the word of God, but that they discerned that this word of God was very precious.
这里他特别三次提到神的道。
And here specifically mentioned the word of God three times.
而且他说不是人的道。
And it specifically emphasizes that this word of God is not the word of man.
在世界上有很多不同的学说理论。
In this world, we find many philosophies and different thinkings.
差不多我们从开始上学一直到我们完成学业都是在念很多的学问。
From the time we start school to the time we end school, we continue to learn many thoughts of this world.
甚至现在知识爆发的时代，我们上到网络读不完的资讯。
Especially in this day age of the web, we learn so many new knowledge on the web.
但是这一些我们所追求的资讯，我们所追求的知识，大部分都是人的道。
But all this knowledge and information are the ways of this world.
使我们对我们生存的世界能够认识更清楚。
It allows us to understand our world more deeply.
使我们有一些知识来这个社会上存活。
The knowledge of this world allows us to be able to survive better in this world.
但是这里提到说神的道。
But here it mentions the word of God.
人的道是由人来思考、去发明、发现的理论。
The word of man is something that has been invented by the mind of man through their own thoughts.
那神的道是由神所讲的话，叫做神的道。
But the word of God is the word spoken through him.
那人的道跟神的道差多少呢？
And what is the difference between the word of man and word of God?
人的道跟神的道相差，就是人跟神的差别。
And the difference is as wide as the difference between man and God.
哦，因为差别啊，所以讲的话分量就不一样。
Because of this difference, the value of the word is different.
以赛亚书里面告诉我们有一个又真又活的神。
In the book of Isaiah, it says there is a true and living God.
天地万物都是他创造的。
And he is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
在他的创造里面可以看到神非常的伟大。
And under his creation, we can see how great is God.
他能够创造一个人没有办法了解的宇宙。
He can create this universe that we cannot even understand.
能力非常大。
Because his power is so infinitely great.
在他的创造里面看到神的智慧非常的伟大。
And through his creation, we can see how great is the wisdom of God.
我们一生都没有办法了解。
We can never understand the depth of his awesomeness and majesty.
在神的创造里面可以看到神的爱非常的丰盛。
In his creation, we can also see the abundant love of God.
其实我们每一天都在享受神的爱。
Because every day we live and bask in the love of God.
圣经说万物充满神的爱。
And therefore the Bible says all creation is filled with the love of God.
所以神的本性在他的创造里面完完全全的显露出来。
And therefore the essence of God is completely manifested through his creation.
叫我们没有办法说没有神。
So that we cannot but deny that there is a God.
我们也没有办法说神是不伟大的。
We cannot deny that God is truly awesome.
因为他的杰作是我们造不出来的。
Because his creation is something we cannot duplicate.
但是相对的，以赛亚书说人是什么？
On the other hand, what is man according to Isaiah?
他说人好像空气的微尘。
Man is just but a dust in the air.
我们当中有没有微尘？有。
Do we have dust in this air right now? Yes.
你有没有看到？
But can you see it?
没有。
No.
为什么没有看到？
Why is it invisible to us?
太小了。
Because it is too small.
所以你看不到。
And therefore we cannot see it.
所以人跟神的差别，比天地的差别更大。
And therefore, the difference between man and God is as high as the heavens to the earth.
因此，人所发现、发明的理论，它的价值作用跟神讲的话就差别非常的大。
And therefore, the logic, rationale, and the word of man is very different in value than the word of God.
因此，我们一生如果认识很多世界上的知识，当然这是好的。
And so it is good for us to learn the knowledge of this world.
但是如果我们一生能够来认识神的道，这是更大的福气。
But we have even greater, more abundant blessing if we can come to know the word of God.
好，那我们回到帖撒罗尼迦的第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
13节。
Verse 13.
这里提到说，这个道运行在你们信的人心中。
Here it states that the word of God effectively works in you who believe.
英文叫 work， 就是说神的道在我们里面工作。
And so the word of God will actually work within our hearts.
那我们看神这么伟大，他的话到底怎么在人的心中来工作？
And how is it that God is so great that his word can actually work in our heart?
那这个神的道在人的心中工作以后，这个人会有什么改变？
And what will happen to this man if the word of God enters into the heart of man to work in him?
有时候我们听很多人在讲很多理论，听听就算算，对我也没有什么关系。
Sometimes we hear the lectures from men, and after we hear it, it's as if it just passes through one ear out the other.
有时候我们在学校读很多的学问，读一读，这只是为着谋生的一个手段，对我们生活也没有什么多大改变。
We may learn a lot of things at school, but it doesn't really change our life dramatically other than to just allow us to survive in this world.
但是神的道会运行，会在我们心中工作。
But the word of God actually works within our heart effectively.
那这个结果是我们从来没有想过的。
And this result is something that we can never imagine in our life.
也是神的话以外，从来没有办法体验到的。
And it is also something we cannot experience apart from the word of God itself.
所以如果没有认识神的话，有体会到神的话， 在我们心中工作，我们一生会非常的珍惜。
And so if we today can experience the Word of God and come to know the Word of God, then our whole life will have a different experience.
好，我们现在来看啊，《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's now turn to Acts chapter 5.
啊，《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
啊，第五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 19. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said.
啊，二十节。
Verse 20, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
啊，这个地方在记载，啊，主耶稣的门徒彼得被下到监牢里面。
Here states the story of how the disciple of Jesus, Peter, was sent into jail.
啊，结果在半夜，啊，神差遣使者把监牢的门打开。
And in the middle of the night,God sent an angel to open the prison doors and to bring him out.
然后说，啊，你把生命的道讲解给百姓听。
And the angel instructed them to stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
哦，他把神的道形容叫生命之道。
Here it describes the words of God as the words of life.
我们在《使徒行传》里面呢，看到很多人很热心在传福音。
We see in the book of Acts, many people are preaching the gospel.
就是在传神的道。
And they are preaching what? The words of God.
他们非常的投入。
And they really devote themselves to preaching the gospel.
被下到监牢里面出来再继续传。
And even when they were imprisoned, when they were released, they continued to preach this word.
那被鞭打了出来再继续传。
And though they were whipped in prison, they continued to come out and preach this word.
甚至有的人为着殉道为着道来殉是丧失生命。
And even some gave of their lives in preaching this word.
让其他的人继续在传这些神的道。
And those who remain continue to preach the word fiercely.
我们常常要想，为什么他们愿意牺牲这么大来传这个福音？
Sometimes we may often think, why are these people willing to risk their lives to preach this word?
从现在人的观念来讲，他根本没有得到什么好处。
From our human perspective, it seems like they receive absolutely no rewards or benefits.
常常那是很痛苦的经验。
For they had to live a very torturous life.
很羞辱的经验。
A life of shamefulness.
牺牲很大的经验。
Their sacrifice and price paid was great.
但是死了一个，第二个再往前走。
But after one died, the second one took his place to continue to carry the word of life.
因为他们被神的爱充满。
For they were filled with the love of God.
他们知道神的道会改变人。
They know that the word of God shall change a life.
会让人得到生命。
Will give life to man.
有什么比生命更可贵呢？
And what is more precious than life itself?
生命是无价的。
Life is value.
那这个生命从哪里来？
Beyond value, cannot be valued.
这个生命从神的道来的。
And where does this life come from? It comes from the word of God.
那或许诸位会说，那我不是活着吗？我还需要什么生命？
And some people say, I'm already alive. What kind of life do I need?
但是圣经告诉我们，生命有两种。
But the Bible says that there is two types of lives.
我们先来看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章
First Peter chapter
1 二十五节到二十三节到二十五节请读
From verse 23 to 25 Having been born again not of corruptible seed but incorruptible through the word of God which lives and abides forever 24 because all flesh is as grass and all the glory of man as a flower of the grass withers and its flowers falls awayBut the word of the Lord endures forever.
这个地方在讲世界上有两种的种子。
Here it states in the world that there are two types of seeds.
一个叫做能坏的种子。
One is called corruptible seed.
那另外一个叫做不能坏的种子。
Yeah, there is the incorruptible seed.
然后二十四节他就做一个比喻。
24 compares them.
说凡有血气的都好像草，都好像花。
And if all flesh is as grass.
草跟花都有它的种子。
As the flower, the grass, and all grass and flower has its seeds.
我们把它种到地上。
After we plant them in the ground,
它会发芽。
They will sprout.
它会成长。
They will grow.
当花在开的时候非常漂亮。
And when a flower is blooming, it is so beautiful.
有很多的花非常的贵重。
And there are many precious and expensive flowers.
因为它真的是太漂亮了。
Because they are so beautiful.
大家所珍惜。
And it is valued by many people.
带给着很多人和心里的愉快。
And brought much joy to many people in this world.
但这都是神的创造，
神
的爱。And all
this.It's just but a piece of the creation of God and shows the love and love of God.
但这个花开过一段时间以后
But after this flower has bloomed,
它就凋谢了
You'll start to fade.
没有一朵花不会凋谢的
There's not one flower that would not wither.
那它被凋谢了它就被忘记了
And once the flower falls away, it shall be forgotten forever.
它就失去它的价值
Then it has lost its value.
今天我们活在这个地面上
And today when we live in this world,
就好像草就好像花
We're just like the grass and flower.
我们在成长的过程
In our growth process,
带给很多人喜悦
We may bring a lot of joy to those around us.
当我们在全最顶尖的一个时刻
And in the height of our bloom,
我们引起很多人的注意跟羡慕
We may attract a lot of attention and admiration
觉得我们带给他们很多的好处带给他们很多的快乐
Maybe we bring a lot of happiness and a lot of benefits to others around us
但这不是永远的
But this is not everlasting
当我们爬到最高我们就开始往下降
Because as soon as we reach a peak we have started to decline
我们就开始凋谢
We start to fall
这种往下降是没有办法避免的
And this falling can never be averted.
所以有一句话说，夕阳无限好。
And therefore it says that sunset is beautiful.
非常漂亮。
It is truly very majestic.
但是它已经近黄昏了。
But it has gone into the sunset.
它一直掉下去，挡不住。
It continues to fall with nothing to stop it.
全部掉下去就归于黑暗。
And when everything has fallen, then it falls into darkness.
所以人生最后的结局就是凋谢、死亡、进入黑暗。
And so what is the conclusion of man? Nothing but death, darkness.
那过去如草如花，这只是记忆而已。
And though we may have been grass or a beautiful flower, these are but just passing memories.
我们自己也记不住，因为我们已经死了。
Even we cannot remember because we have already passed on.
但是我们所爱的人又能够记我们多久呢
？And even those that are our loved ones, how much can they remember about us?
一下新的草花开的时候，我们就被忘记了。
Because as soon as the new grass and flowers sprout, we are forgotten.
这是人生的现实。
This is the true. Reality of life.
那要怎么来改变这个现实呢
？And so, how can we change this true reality?
这个地方说有一个不能坏的种子。
Here it states that there is an incorruptible seed.
就是这个种子种下去，它所开出来的不会坏，不会死。
Now, when the seed is planted and it grows, it should never fade or fall.
那这是什么
？And what is this word?
这里说神活泼长存的道。
It is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
那所传的福音就是这个道。
And the gospel we preach is this word itself.
所以神的道就是我们所传的福音，让我们可以得到永生。
And therefore the word of God is something that we can receive the gospel of life so we can receive eternal salvation.
什么叫做永生
？What is eternal life?
永生就是永远不死。
Eternal life means we will never die.
世界上还有永远不死这个事情吗
？Is it true that we can never die?
当然有。
Of course.
主耶稣说：“我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。”
And Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说：“他就是生命的本身。”
Lord Jesus said, "I am life itself."
耶稣说：“我生命在我，复活在我。”
And Lord Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
死的人要再复活。
And those that may die will yet live.
信我的永远不死。
And those who believe in me will never die. 这是一个
非常大胆的宣告。
And this is a very daring proclamation.
信耶稣的人要不死。
That those who believe in Jesus shall never die.
这没有一个人敢讲。
And there is no one that dare make this claim.
主耶稣在拉撒路的家这样讲。
And when Lord Jesus was in the home of Lazarus, he said,
那拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And Lazarus had already passed away and died for 4 days.
现在考验马上来到，那死了四天的人怎么办
？And so there is this test that faced Lord Jesus. What do we do with this man who has died?
主耶稣到了坟墓，叫他们把坟墓打开来。
But Lord Jesus went there to his tomb and said, "Open."
大家说他发臭了。 不要这样了。
Roll away the stone. They said, no, there's already an odor by now.
主耶稣说，你就把它打开了。
And Lord Jesus said, roll away the stone to the tomb.
你如果信，你就要看见神的荣耀。
For if you believe, you shall see the glory of God.
他呼叫拉撒路的名字，拉撒路就从死里复活。
And then when Lord Jesus called the name of Lazarus, come out, Lazarus arose.
怎么有一个人他叫死人，死人就会复活呢？
How is it that a man can call another man to rise up from the dead?
因为他就是神。
Because he is God himself.
神讲的话。说话就算话
Because whatever God says is true and valid.
因为他是神
Because he is God.
那主耶稣活了一辈子
And Jesus lived all his life.
跟世界上很多的教主都传很多很美妙的理论
How does he compare to all these other religious figures in history?
那差在哪里
What is the difference?
主耶稣说我死了三天我要再活过来
Lord Jesus said, when I die, I will rise again on the third day.
历史上没有人讲过这样
There is no one that dare lay this claim in history.
他真的死了三天。
And really, Lord Jesus died for 3 days.
埋葬坟墓里面。
He was buried in a tomb.
第三天。
And he rose.
一个爱主的妇女到坟墓去看，那个石头不见了。
On the third day, and there was a woman devoted to the Lord who came to visit his tomb and found that the stone of the tomb had been rolled away.
耶稣已经复活。
For the Lord has already risen.
这是人类的大事。
This is the greatest thing in the history of mankind.
这是人类的希望。
And this is the hope of all mankind.
所以圣经说，耶稣复活是出熟的果子。
And therefore, the Bible says, when Lord Jesus arose again, he is the first fruit.
如果我们在家里种一个苹果
Today, if we plant an apple tree,
第一个树第一个果子是苹果
And the first fruit that we see in this tree is an apple
以后都是苹果
We know that the rest of the fruits shall be all apples
因为它里面是苹果的生命
Because we know the life within it is the apple life
耶稣里面是神的生命
And what is in Jesus? Jesus is the life of God
所以他可以从死里复活
And therefore he can resurrect from death
今天神的话就是有这个生命力。
And likewise, His words has this power of life.
所以神的话进到我们内心。
And when the word of God enters into our heart,
我们就可以得到属灵的生命。
We shall receive the full abundant spiritual life.
我们死了还要再复活。
And when we die, we shall rise again.
所以这个叫做福音呢。
And this is called gospel.
是人讲不出来的。
It's a blessed gospel that no one can say.
是人想不出来的。
They can never imagine their own mind.
但是主耶稣对人类威胁最大的死亡，竟然就是宣告他的话有永生。
And yet God's solution, Lord Jesus' solution to the greatest threat to all mankind, which is death, is simply that Jesus can raise us up again.
所以从今以后，我们就不在死亡的阴影笼罩之下。
Through His word that can save us, and so we are no longer under the shadow of death.
因为光已经把黑暗去掉了。
Looming in the rest of our life, for light has already cast out the darkness from our lives.
所以如果我们来追求这个道理
，and therefore if we spend time to pursue this gospel,
让这个道在我们心中，在我们生活中来工作
，that this living word to work effectively in our heart,
我们人生的结论就是永生。
Then the conclusion of life shall be eternal life forever.
这是太可贵了。
And this is so precious.
好，我们先来看。使徒行传的23章
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13
使徒行传的13章
Acts chapter 13
38节
Let's look at verse 38 Therefore let it be known to you brethren that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins
这里说从这个人要传给你们赦罪的道
And therefore, it says here that this man will preach you the word of the forgiveness of sins.
神的道就是赦罪之道。
And therefore, the word of God is the word of forgiveness.
我们刚刚有提到，我们人好像花草都会凋谢。
Forgiveness of sins. We have mentioned before that as men, we're like flower and grass, we will all fade away.
都会死亡。
And one day we shall all die.
那这个死亡的原因是什么呢
？And what is the reason that we shall all face death？
当然，一个人断气，医生可以给他很多不同的原因死亡，心脏停止或者很多原因。
Of course, the doctor may diagnose the cause of death to be all different circumstances and conditions.
但是我们知道，神造第一个人，他是不会死的。
But we all know that when God created the first human being, he was intended not to never die.
那是从哪里来？
To always live forever. Yet, where did death come from?
因为他住在伊甸园，他天天跟神同在。
Because when this first man lived in the Garden of Eden, he was with God every single day.
但是神有一个命令。
But God gave him a command.
哦，说一棵树你不可以吃。
That out of all the gardens in this Garden of Eden, you cannot eat of this tree.
你吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of this tree of good knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
虽然他没有吃其他非常丰盛的东西给他用。
And other than that, God gave him abundant food from all the different plants and trees in that Garden of Eden.
所以亚当吃不吃，这是他的选择。
And it was up to Adam to make his choice whether or not he would eat of this forbidden tree.
如果他顺服神，
and if he obeyed and submitted to God,
他就活在伊甸园。
He could continue to survive and live in our Garden of Eden.
那个就是永生平安。
And that would be eternal life and peace.
如果吃，
but if he ate of it,
他就出去了。
Then he shall be cast out forever.
从出去了，他就死亡就开始了。
And once he was cast out, that's when death came to all man.
为什么人会死？
And therefore, why do man die?
人会死是因为有罪。
Because of sin.
那现在我们要得到永远的生命。
And so today we need to obtain that eternal life.
非常重要，就是要来处理人生最大的危机。
Now we need to be able to deal with the greatest threat to all men.
人生最大的危机不是污染问题。
The greatest crisis that man face is not pollution.
污染pollution 对 人生最大的危机也不是温室效应和气温提高。
And the greatest threat to man is not the greenhouse temperature.
圣经告诉我们，人生最大的危机是罪。
But the Bible says the greatest threat to man is sin.
因为罪带给我们死亡。
For sin has brought death into the world.
而且罪好像一个力量，一个权势会控制人。
And death is like a power that will put man into bondage to control us.
让我们一直去做我们不愿意做的。
To do things that we do not want to do.
让我们没有办法去做我们想要做的。
So we do not have the freedom to do what we want to do.
圣经说我们已经卖给罪了。
Lord Jesus, the Bible says that we have been sold into slavery to sin.
罪变成我们的主人了。
And sin has now become our master.
所以人活着非常无奈。
And therefore, man live. Without any way of surviving.
我们有良心啊。
We have our conscience.
良心告诉我生气不可以。
And our conscience tells us it is wrong to be angry.
但是事实上我还是生气啊。
But still, we continue to be angry.
那生完气了，夫妻关系不好了，父母子女关系也不太好。
And after anger, then we have broken relationships between parents and children, between spouses.
但是没有办法不生气。
But we are unable to curb our anger.
圣经说这叫罪的权势在控制我们。
Bible causes the bondage from sin controlling our nature.
或者用毒药用大麻。
And we're a sinful nature to use drugs or marijuana to control us.
或者醉酒。
Or through alcohol.
我们都知道那是不好的。
We know all these addictions are wrong.
那不好的为什么我们去做？
But how is it that we continue to do it?
因为罪的权势借着酒借着大麻借着毒药在控制我们。
Because sin through the power of death controls us. So that we cannot but be addicted to all these things.
那再来就是仇恨。
And through hatred, it also controls us.
我们说恨死那个人到底是谁死呢？
And so when we hate someone to death, who is the one who actually dies?
恨到最后是自己死，那个人活得很好啊。
And after we really hate that person, we are the ones who die. That person is still living very well.
恨带给我们什么好处？
So what does hatred bring us?
让我心里没有平安。
Brings us no peace in our heart.
再来，恨产生一种 bitterness 苦毒，让我们想要对付那个人。
And hatred causes roots bitterness that we want to take revenge.
那如果产生的行动，就造成更大的不幸。
And if we are to follow that urge, we will continue to sink into the depths of sin.
但是人没有办法不恨。
But it is so hard for people not to hate.
因为罪借着恨在控制人。
Because sin uses hatred to control us.
所以使很多本来是很幸福的家庭变成非常不幸福。
And so that many families that used to be very harmonious have been broken up.
什么都有就是不幸福。
And everything they may have, all this world, but they do not have harmony. Because sin is in control as the master of this house.
那这个有什么能够解决呢?
So what is there to deliver us from this sin?
我们刚刚读的这些使徒去传福音说这是赦罪之道。
And so we study that these apostles are preaching the gospel that can deliver people from all sin.
主耶稣的道理叫做赦罪的福音。
The gospel of Christ is called the gospel of forgiveness of sins.
主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And when Lord Jesus died for our sins,
所以我们人信了主耶稣。
That we can once become believers in him.
接受洗礼。
Receive water baptism.
我们过去的罪全部都被赦免。
Then all our past sins shall be cleansed.
那罪被赦免，我们跟神的关系就重新和好。
And once our sins have received remission, then we can then reconcile our relationship with God.
我们跟那生命的根源就接上了关系。
And now we're able to be reattached to the root of all life.
那我们就不会死了。
And then we shall never die again.
这个叫做永生啊。
And this is called eternal life.
所以赦罪是很大的恩典。
And therefore to receive the remission of sins is the greatest grace.
让我们不死得永生。
So that we will not die but receive eternal life.
那唯一能够 赦免我们的罪，解决我们的罪，就是主耶稣。
And the only one who can solve the problem of sin in our lives is Lord Jesus Christ.
也只有他有资格，也只有他真的为人的罪死。
Only he has this ability, and only he has this privilege, so that we can be saved from our sin.
所以圣经里面每一次提到神的爱，都讲主耶稣为我们死。
And therefore, in the Bible, every time it talks about love of God, it talks about how Lord Jesus died for our sins.
爱的最高点就是死。
And the greatest epitome of love is death.
所以圣经说爱好像死一样强。
And therefore the Bible describes that love is strong as the bonds of death.
主耶稣爱我们。
Lord Jesus loves us.
为我们的罪死在十字架。
He died for our sins on the cross.
所以信耶稣受洗，罪就可以赦免。
And therefore when we believe in Jesus, receive water baptism, our sins shall be washed away.
这个叫做赦罪之道。
And this is called the gospel of forgiveness of sins.
但是我们心中那个罪性怎么办？
But what do we do with the sinful nature that is in our heart?
圣经说神赐给我们圣灵。
And Lord Jesus says he will give us, the Bible says he will give us the Holy Spirit.
给我们力量。
To give us power and strength.
让我们能够用神性来取代罪性。
So that we can replace the sinful nature with godly nature.
神性不断充满。
And then the godly nature should continue to fill within us.
罪性就越来越少。
Then the sinful nature will then decline.
那罪就没有办法控制我们。
And then sin should no longer be our master.
所以圣灵是一个力量。
And therefore, Holy Spirit is a power.
当圣灵给我们力量,
when the Holy Spirit gives us power,
we can
do what we want to do.
We can
not do those things we do not want to do.
这个叫做自由。
And this is called true freedom.
所以圣经的自由不是说 我要吸大麻，我就可以吸这一种自由。
So the true liberty in the Bible does not mean that I, whenever I feel like it, like marijuana, I can do it.
那个是最终的自由。
That is the freedom that is found in sin.
这个带给很多痛苦。
But it brings so much pain and suffering.
圣经叫做真自由。
But in the Bible, it says the true liberty.
就是脱离罪的捆绑，罪的辖制。
It is to be unshackled from the bondage of sin.
这只有神。 给我们圣灵，我们才做得到。
And only through the Holy Spirit of God can we achieve this.
所以当时这个神的道运行在他们心中，他们的罪就得到解决了。
And therefore, when the Word of God effectively worked in their hearts, their sin problems were solved.
人类最大的危机就解决了。
And the greatest crisis facing mankind is now solved.
我说神的话真的是非常的宝贵。
And therefore, the Word of God exceedingly precious.
可以改变我们的一生。
It can change our lives forever.
从里面到外面的改变。
From the inside to the outside, we'll see complete transformation. A thorough transformation.
所以这太可贵了。
And this is so precious.
我们再来看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Acts.
使徒行传的十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章第三节。
Verse 3. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who is bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这个地方说, 保罗他们跟巴拿巴去传福音。
Here states that when the apostle Paul and Barnabas went to preach,
这里说, 他们放胆讲神的道。
They spoke boldly the word of the Lord.
然后神用神迹奇事来证明他的恩道。
And God granted signs and wonders to confirm the word of His grace.
什么叫做恩道？
What does it mean, the word of grace?
就是因为这个道理会带给我们恩典。
It means that when we receive this word of God, we shall receive grace from God.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
我们没有付代价得来的，这个叫做恩典。
Grace means that we get it absolutely free, and that is grace.
所以道理，我们来追求道理，可以体会到神给我们很多的恩典。
And therefore, when we pursue after the word of God, we shall experience many blessings and grace of God.
当主耶稣来到世界的时候，
When Lord Jesus Christ came into this world,
约翰福音这样说。
In John, it says,
我们看约翰福音。
Look at John.
第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身住在我们中间。
It says, Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道是什么？
What is the Word?
前面说道就是神。
In the previous verses, it says, the Word is God Himself.
那肉身是什么？
And what is flesh?
就是人。
It is human being.
所以神成为人来住在人的当中。
And therefore, God became a human being to dwell among us people.
这就是历史上的耶稣。
And this is the historical Jesus.
那主耶稣来世界做什么？
And what did Lord Jesus come into this world to do?
他在天上不是很好吗？他为什么要跑到人间来？
Didn't he enjoy the wonderful grace in heaven? Why does he have to come suffer in this world?
他在人天上啊，充满着荣耀。
He was filled with glory when he was in heaven above.
来到地上充满着问题。
And when he came to this world, he was filled with problems of this world.
这样往下降，谁愿意做？
And who is willing to depreciate himself in this way?
只有有爱心的才愿意做。
And those only with love would dare do this.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以只有神愿意从天上降下来。
And therefore God is willing to bring himself down.
好，那他住在我们中间，就充充满满有恩典，有真理。
And when he dwelt among us, he filled us full of grace and truth.
人离开神以后，问题一大堆。
After man has departed from God, they were filled with problems.
所以如果读创世纪哦，离开伊甸园，你们问题一大堆。
After we read the book of Genesis, we see that when man has left God, they face so many problems.
本来神造人的时候，圣经都说神赐福给他。
Because originally, when God created mankind, He gave them grace and blessing.
而且神看他所造的时候，他是好的。
And when God created, He said it was very good in His sight.
好的就是完全的，不需要改变。
And what is good does not need to be changed because it is so perfect.
他有神的形象，他有神的恩典。
When mankind was created, they had the image of God. They had the blessing of God.
那现在人离开了神。
But after man had departed from God,
犯了罪。
And committed sin.
恩典变咒诅。
Then the grace became a curse.
好变成不好。
And what is good became bad.
所以为什么我们今天活着这么多问题？
And that is why today we live with so many problems today.
因为我们离开神。
Because we have departed from God.
好，那现在主耶稣来。
And now when Lord Jesus comes again,
他来传真理。
He came to give us the gospel.
传神的话。
To tell us of the word of God.
要让人认识神。
So that we can truly understand who God is.
要让人靠近神。
So that we can draw nearer to God.
要让人重新跟神建立关系。
So that man can now reestablish a relationship with God.
那恩典就跟着来。
Then the grace shall now flow unto us again.
所以恩典跟真理是连在一起的。
And therefore grace is connected to the truth and word of God.
因此主耶稣到处去传福音。
And therefore when Lord Jesus went everywhere to proclaim the word of God.
就是天国的福音。
He preached the word of the kingdom of heaven.
但是他所走过的地方。
And everywhere he walked.
瞎子看见。
Blind saw.
瘸腿走路。
The lame walked.
死人复活。
The deaf were raised.
麻风得医治。
And those who were leprous were healed.
罪得赦免。
And sins were forgiven.
他所走过的地方充充满满有恩典。
And everywhere he went, all the problems were solved, filled with glory and grace of God.
那主耶稣要升天以前。
And when Lord Jesus was about to go to heaven,
他告诉门徒。
Before his ascension, he said to his disciples,
你们往普天下去传福音。
You need to go to all the world and preach the gospel.
信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
To all the world, and those who believe, those who come in my name shall have signs and miracles following them.
那门徒就到处传福音。
And therefore, the disciples went everywhere to preach the word of God.
那神就用神迹奇事随着来证明他所传的道理。
And Lord God, sent signs and miracles to testify and witness to what they preached.
所以《使徒行传》里面，当时使徒所走过的地方，不只是神得救的福音，神的恩典丰丰满满。
So therefore, likewise, wherever the disciples preached, they also brought the fullness of the grace and truth of God, full of miracles and blessings.
今天我们活着，是不是有很多的问题我们本身没有办法解决呢？
Today, when we live in this world, are there many problems we face we cannot solve alone?
我们的家庭问题。
Our family problems.
我们的婚姻问题。
Our marriage problems.
我们的事业问题。
Our career problems.
我们的身体问题。
Our health problems.
或者我们的心灵上的问题。
Or problems of our heart.
劳苦愁烦。
I feel so much anxiety. 劳
苦担重担。
And pressure and heaviness.
这些问题都可以借着神的恩典来解决。
But all these things shall be solved by the grace of God.
所以，但是我们要来追求这个道。
But we need to pursue this word of God in order to obtain it.
因为这个叫做恩典之道。
Because this word of God is called the grace of God.
好，我们先来看雅各书第二章。
Let's look at James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这里说神拣选世上贫穷人要叫他们在信上富足。
Says that God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith.
这个贫穷啊不一定是物质上的。
The poor does not represent just materially poor.
最重要是心灵上。
It means those who are poor in spirit.
如果心灵上觉得很空虚。
If we feel very empty in our spirit.
我就可以得福气。
Then I can receive grace.
因为我心灵觉得很空虚，神就可以进来。
Because I feel so empty inside, then God can come in and fill my emptiness.
我的心还有一个空间让神可以进来。
In my heart, there's still a void that only God can fill.
那其实也有很多人生活很富足，他心还是很空虚。
And even though many people today enjoy a very high standard of living, but in their hearts, they're still poor and empty.
所以他还是有一个空间让神进来。
And though, so they still have an emptyness.Space for God to fill.
那当神进到一个人的心，会有什么感觉？
And so, what happens when God's Spirit enters into a void of a man's heart?
这里说在信上富足。
That he shall become rich in faith.
就是信耶稣以后，我觉得我很丰盛，我很丰富。
And after we believe in Jesus Christ, we shall feel very rich in the abundant grace of God.
这个不是说。赚大钱了、
And this doesn't mean that we have become millionaires.
而是很多钱买不到的，信耶稣都白白给我们。
To be rich materially, but actually to be rich in the blessing of God.
什么是钱买不到
？And what are those things that cannot be bought by money?
平安
，peace，
还有喜乐
，joy，
力量
，strength，
智慧
，wisdom，
永生。
Eternal life.
这个都是钱买不到的。
All these things cannot be purchased with money.
但是今天我们来接受这个道。
But today we receive this word of God.
来追求亲近主耶稣。
We pursue to be drawn closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣充满在我们里面。
Allow Jesus to fill in our hearts.
我们的里面变成非常丰盛。
Then our inside shall be filled to the abundance.
那人的里面丰盛，人就觉得活着很幸福。
Once we are filled to overflowing, we shall feel full of grace and peace.
我只有十块钱，我觉得我很丰富，我很满足，这个就是幸福。
And even when I only have $10 in my pocket, I should still feel very blessed and rich.
但是如果我有100万，我还觉得不够，我还是觉得我不幸福。
And but if today I have $1,000,000, but I still feel so poor, then I still don't have grace.
所以这个是恩典之道。
And therefore today we are receiving the grace.
神会让我们生命丰盛。
Through the word of God, God shall give us abundant life.
活着觉得很幸福。
So that we shall feel very blessed.
因此，诸位，今天有机会我们一起来查考这个道理。
And so, friends, today we have the ability to study the word of God together.
这是神的道。
And truly, this is the word of God.
这不是人的道。
This is not the word of man.
这个道会在我们心中工作。
And this word of God will effectively work in the hearts of those who believe.
工作的结果就是让我们得生命。
And what is the result of this work is that we may receive life.
让我们罪得赦免。
That our sins may be washed away.
从罪性得到自由。
That we can receive freedom from the bondage of sin.
让我们在主耶稣里面享受丰盛。
And that we can enjoy abundant grace in the Lord. And this is very precious.
欢迎你继续来查考。
So we welcome you to continue to study the truth with us. And sing him.
二十五首。
Sing him 25. Please be seated.
啊，神的道非常可贵。
The word of God is very precious.
但是神也是灵。
But God is also spirit.
哦，所以从圣经看起来，道跟灵是合在一起的。
According to the Bible, the Word of God and Spirit is together.
神是道，神也是灵。
God is the Word, and He's also the Spirit.
我们常常听一些慕道朋友说，我试着去看圣经。
Many times we hear visitors say, I try to read the Bible.
每一个字我都懂。
I understand every word.
每一句都懂。
And every phrase.
但是里面在写什么我看不懂。
I do not understand its meaning.
差不多每个人都有这样的体验。
And many people have this experience.
那为什么每一个字每一句我都懂，里面看什么我看不懂？
But why is it that I may understand every word and phrase, but I do not understand its meaning?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
人的灵可以了解人的事。
The spirit of man can understand the matters of man.
所以有时候有的人家里有养一些宠物。
And sometimes when people have pets at home.
你跟宠物谈聊天呢，聊不起来。
And you try to talk to animals, but cannot carry conversation.
他不能了解。
Because they cannot understand us.
因为人比动物高一级。
Because humans are above animals.
那神跟人，就是天跟地的差别。
And when God compared to man, it is as the heavens to the earth.
那因为圣经是神感动人写的，所以我们字看得懂。
And the Bible was inspired by the Spirit of God. Therefore, when it's written, we have no understanding of it.
但是里面的意思是从神来的，所以这个是神的意思，有时候人看不出来。
But the meaning is written by God, and so as man, we cannot understand truly what He means.
所以主耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来，你就会明白。
And therefore, Lord Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, you shall be led into all truth, and you shall understand.
所以当我们祷告的时候，圣灵会浇灌在我们心中。
And therefore, when we pray, the Holy Spirit of God shall descend upon us.
我们就有神的智慧来了解神的话。
And you shall have the wisdom of God to understand the word of God.
所以我们在读圣经就觉得很有趣。
And therefore, when we study the Bible, it becomes very attractive.
圣经是唯一一本书，你可以一生从小一直读到老，都可以读的。
Bible is the only book in the world where you can read from the time you're young to the time you're old.
因为越读越深。
And you never get tired of it because the more you read, the more depth you gain.
最深就是神本身了。
And the ultimate depth is God Himself.
所以越读我们越了解神。
And therefore, the more we read the Bible, the more we understand the ways of God.
那我们就越被他感动，被他吸引。
And the more that we are attracted by God, and the more we are moved by God.
所以我们祷告的时候可以来求圣灵。
And therefore, when we're praying, we can ask God to give us this precious Holy Spirit.
那圣经告诉我们祷告有两种方式。
The Bible says that there's two different ways to pray.
一种用我们听得懂的话向神祷告。
One way is to pray with words of understanding.
这就是在一般的教会里面所说的悟性祷告。
And this is the general prayer that we see in Christian churches today.
那为的是造就听见的人。
And this is to edify the listeners.
但是另外一种叫灵言祷告。
But another type of prayer is called prayer in spirit.
就是神的灵降在我们身上。
And this is when the Spirit of God descends upon us.
我们就会被感动，很自然，舌头会卷动，不是学的，讲一种听不懂的话。
We will be moved naturally to speak. Utter an unknown tongue.
叫做说方言。
It is called speaking tongue.
这是很奇妙的体验。
And this is a miraculous experience.
就是神的灵降临在我们身上。
And this is the experience of the Spirit of God descending upon us.
有的人会感觉到好像有一个热流，有的感到好像有电，有的就感觉到有一股力量从上面下来。
Some people experience when the Holy Spirit comes upon them electricity or power. Or different warmth.
我们神智很清醒。
And whenever we receive Holy Spirit, we're still very clear-minded.
随时都可以听。
We can stop at any time.
那这样说方言要做什么？
And then what is the purpose of speaking a tongue we do not understand?
说方言就是跟神在讲话。
Speaking tongue is to speak to God.
讲说各样的奥秘。
Speaking mysteries in the spirit.
但是 为着造就我们的灵性。
It is to edify our spirit.
啊，但是我们听不懂。
But we cannot understand it.
那得圣灵以后，我们祷告完觉得很舒服。
And after we receive the Holy Spirit, when we pray, we shall feel very comforted.
很喜乐，很平安，
很轻松。Feel very refreshed, very lightened, and very joyful.
非常好的体验。
And this is a very wonderful experience.
哦，所以我们最后要一起来祷告求圣灵。
And therefore, we'll come forward now to pray for the Holy Spirit.
欢迎诸位朋友，你跟我们一起来祷告。
We welcome all our friends to come forward and join us to pray.
神爱每一个人，包括你。
God loves everyone, including you.
神也希望他的灵也能够降临在我们身上。
It is God's will and desire to put His Spirit within you.
只要我们虚心，心中留一个空位给他。
As long as we have this poorness of heart, willing to empty a space for the Lord to enter,
神的灵就会进来。
Then the Spirit of God shall enter into our hearts.
我们祷告跪下来，代表对神的尊敬。
When we pray, we kneel down to show our reverence to God.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
And we close our eyes to help us concentrate.
我们第一句话出声念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first word we say is, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
就一次就可以。
And just one time is enough.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，这样感谢神，赞美神。
Then we continue to praise Him by saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah, to praise Him.
问题也在可以在心中来告诉神。
Whatever questions we may have in our heart, we can say it to God in our heart.
就一直继续感谢他，赞美他，这样就是我们的祷告。
We'll continue to speak the words Hallelujah while in our hearts we continue to communicate to God with our thoughts.
这样我们就可以体会到恩典，体会到圣灵。
And then we can experience the grace of God tonight.
所以你如果要求圣灵，要接受按手或需要代祷，欢迎你到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the blessing of God, to receive the Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come forward.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.